Disney Bedtime Favorites. Disney, Pixar, Toy Story. The Big Camp Out. Guess what? Bonnie looked excitedly at her toys. We're doing something really special tonight. The toys were carefully arranged on Bonnie's bed. They couldn't wait to find out what the special something was, but they stayed motionless. The little girl clapped her hands. We're going on an adventure. The toys were excited, but they still didn't move. And we all get to go, Bonnie said. She carefully placed Woody, Buzz Lightyear, Slinky Dog, and all her new toys in a big tote bag. Next, she collected her beloved old toys. Buttercup the Unicorn, Trixie the Triceratops, and a hedgehog called Mr. Prickle Pants. A rag doll named Dolly came too. We're going to have so much fun, Bonnie told them. Bonnie ran off to find a flashlight. Once she had left, all the toys suddenly came to life. I wonder where we're going, Mr. Prickle Pants said. I hope there aren't any scary animals, Rex the dinosaur whispered. I'll protect you, Woody the cowboy said with a wink. Then the toys heard footsteps and stopped talking. We're camping out, Bonnie announced happily as she came into the room. She scooped up the tote bag. A few minutes later, Bonnie and her toys were in the backyard. Here we are, she said. Bonnie carefully unpacked the toys and began arranging them inside a tent she had set up. You sit next to Trixie, she told Rex, placing the two dinosaurs side by side. Buttercup, Woody, and Buzz, you guys will be next to my sleeping bag. Soon everyone had their own spot. Now let's have a picnic. Bonnie began passing out toy food and toy plates. Corn for Buttercup, pepperoni pizza for Rex, spaghetti for Bullseye. Bonnie, dinner time, a voice called out. It was Bonnie's mother. Bonnie giggled. I've got to go eat my dinner. But don't worry, I'll be back soon. She gave each toy a hug, then crawled out of the tent. Left alone in the tent, the toys began to explore. This is a right comfortable spot, Jessie said, admiring Bonnie's puffy sleeping bag. The accommodations really are quite satisfactory, Mr. Prickle Pants agreed. Well, shine my spurs, Woody exclaimed, noticing an electric camping lantern. He turned it on, and a warm glow lit up the tent. He motioned for the toys to gather in a circle. Let's have a sing-along, Woody suggested. He held his cowboy hat over his heart and began to sing Camptown Races. Jessie quickly joined in, and Bullseye stomped his hooves in time to the beat. The other toys began singing too. After a few more songs, the toys went outside. They still had some time before Bonnie returned, and they wanted to explore. Mr. Potato Head peeked through the tent flaps. It had gotten dark. The coast is clear. The toys stepped into the backyard. Look, Buttercup said. The stars are coming out. Buzz smiled. That, my friend, is the Big Dipper. Seven stars that form a ladle shape. He pointed toward the constellation. You sure know a lot about the sky, Trixie said, impressed. Buzz grinned. Comes with the Space Ranger territory.
I just saw a shooting star,
Mr. Potato Head shouted.
I think that was a firefly, Ham said.
Jessie hopped on Bullseye.
I'm going to explore the yard.
Buttercup trotted over.
Follow me. I'll show you the rose bed near the sprinklers.
Trixie turned to the other toys.
Who wants to play freeze tag?
But before anyone could answer, she tapped Rex.
Tag! You're frozen!
Smiling, the rest of the toys began running away as Trixie chased after them.
The flower bed is out of bounds, she shouted.
Hey! Someone? Tag me?
Rex called, still frozen.
Anyone?
I'm wiped out, Ham said a little while later.
How about a shadow puppet production, suggested Mr. Prickle Pants.
Good idea, Woody said, leading the toys into the tent. Bonnie's going to be back soon. The toys used Bonnie's flashlight to create shadow puppets on the tent. Buzz made an airplane with his wings. Mr. Prickle Pants made an elephant. Rex peeked outside the tent window.
Boy, it sure got dark fast, he remarked.
Then Dolly made a pair of bunny ears behind his head. Everyone laughed, even Rex. Asleep.